Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
There's more giving to do on Giving Tuesday. Here is Erin Molek. She is the development manager at Beds Plus. So let's learn about these good folks. Hey, Erin, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I am good, and thank you for having me today.
Beds Plus, so that's capital B-E-D-S. What is Beds Plus? Is that like an acronym for something? What do you all do?
Yes, it is. We started about 35 years ago in 1988 when the community saw a need for shelter for individuals who found themselves homeless. And it started out as a shelter, and it stands for Building Ecumenical Discipleship Through Shelter. And it was a bunch of churches that got together and said, hey, we're empty tonight. Let's make sure we can get roofs over some people's heads.
So do you still provide shelter, or are you doing something else now?
We've evolved incredibly since 1988. And while the shelters, we believe, were impactful and really made a difference, we have now expanded our services to not just put the Band-Aid of shelter and get those people in out of the cold and all of southwest suburban Cook County, but to really get them housed, keep people from losing their housing and preventing housing loss, and then providing all kinds of resources and services as part of the safety net of services in the community for people struggling with housing insecurity.
One of the things you've evolved into is a food resource program, right?
Yeah, we serve over 1,200 meals a week, and some of those meals are included at our shelter at our Cicero Avenue transitional shelter site, which has over 80 rooms in a motel-based shelter. But we also have transitional shelters at another location of motels. But we provide tons of meal kits that are from food rescue programs that go to clients who are housed who struggle with nutritional items and being able to afford those as well. So a lot of it is kind of wraparound service is what we do. It's not just getting that roof over your head. We're making sure that you're getting all the resources you need to be stable and live a healthy, good life and stay housed.
So what's a typical family or client of yours?
I think that's a tough question because I don't think we have a typical family. I have never interviewed or talked to a family or an individual who has a similar story about how they've struggled with housing loss. It can be anything from someone taking care of their parent and then their employment suffers from it and their job, and then they lose their job and then they lost their housing, to a family who just is really struggling working two jobs and can't make ends meet. So a lot of times we provide a lot of prevention services for those individuals, as well as that face of homelessness, which is that person out on the street who is experiencing homelessness. We provide services and outreach and shelter for those individuals as well.
Now, I must say, there's a church near my house where on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, there's a queue of people getting food. Obviously, the Salvation Army and other organizations like that, Catholic Charities, are constantly providing food and shelter and things for people. I guess what I'm saying is that there does seem to be no end of need. I'm so glad there are organizations like yours that aren't just passing this responsibility or opportunity off to somebody else. They're doing that kind of work too. And you'd think, given all of these organizations out there, that there wouldn't be a need for maybe Beds Plus, but you're in the game and you're as vital as any of them, aren't you?
You know, that's very true. When we started, we had 35 people at shelter. And now we impacted over 5,000 lives in our last fiscal year. And I believe that the housing crisis is reaching epidemic proportions as well. So I think there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about homeless people or people struggling to make ends meet, whether it's food, whether it's housing, and we're here to help them. And a lot of times, as soon as we house one family or one individual, that there's another person going through that same crisis or trauma. And we're here to help them.
Would you say what you're seeing is a result of the housing crisis? Is that exacerbating any way the need that you're addressing?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is. And I think for us, we've seen just, rental costs increased by 15% in 2022, and each year they increase. For a family of to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment, it's at $1,900, and people are spending more than that 30% of their income on just housing. So they are just one crisis, one car repair, one, you know, missing shifts on minimum wage away from being at risk.
So a donation to you, are you looking for food, belongings, or are you just looking for cash so you can meet the various expenses you incur?
For us, the most flexible thing, of course, is always a cash donation. And that's our big campaign for Giving Tuesday. However, we are always looking for meal teams or volunteers to always get involved with us, whether it's at, you know, attending our soup and bread event in February or coming to us and saying, hey, I want to come in. I want to volunteer at the shelter. Yeah. I want to volunteer at the medical respite. We'd love to have people come on board. But for Giving Tuesday, we're really focusing on that cash donation so we can bring those funds and help people stay housed and become housed again. There's a donate button right at the top at our website, and there's also a Giving Tuesday campaign. But if you want to continue throughout the year, because, of course, this is the giving season, and we really do rely a lot on this time of year throughout the year for people's generous hearts, but we are always looking for people to get involved year-round.
Beds-plus.org. Beds-plus.org. All they're asking is for a little of our money, and then Aaron and company will do all the hard work. Aaron Molek, the development manager over there, thank you for being there all year long, and we'll help out on this Giving Tuesday, Aaron.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you to everyone else thinking about us.